Nothing is for free, folks. What goes around comes around. We are going to pay for all of this. As part of the First Republic Bank agreement, JP Morgan will make a cash payment of $10.6 billion to the FDIC. And listen to this. And the FDIC will also provide the bank with $50 billion in loans. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
They pay $10.6 billion. They get over $100 billion of FRC's assets. And on top of that, the FDIC sweetened the deal by saying, hey, any failures in these assets we'll take care of. And oh, by the way, here's an extra $50 billion. If this doesn't seem obvious to you, I don't know what will. The FDIC is owned by JP Morgan Chase. And what happened here, all of this is money laundering. You give me $10 billion, I give you $50 billion back. You give me $10 billion, I give you $100 billion back. We're just going to pretend that this is a rescue operation and JP Morgan saved America. Anyways, JP Morgan said it will recognize a one-time post-tax gain of roughly about $2.6 billion. It anticipates $2 billion in post-tax restructuring costs over the next 18 months. Yeah, sure. The deal to buy First Republic Bank places CEO Jamie Dimon at the center of the national banking crisis for the second time in 15 years. And further solidifies his status as a rescuer of weaker institutions. What the f*** are you talking about? He's a predator. He's not a rescuer. He sees these banks under distress, and then he goes to the government and say, okay, I'll bail you guys out so you don't get in trouble with the voters, but you're gonna hand me all of these deals, give me all of these assets for pennies in the dollar, and sweeten the deal with loans and protections by the FDIC. It is a criminal organization, folks.
Our government invited us and others to step up, and we did, Dimon said in a statement.
In 2008, Dimon acted twice to help stabilize the financial system. How did that work out? JP Morgan Chase purchased New York investment bank Bear Stearns in March of that year, getting a $29 billion backstop from the federal government, and then Seattle's Washington Mutual in September of 2008. But of course, they're not going to blame the incompetency of the Federal Reserve, the bad management and wacky decisions by SVB's management, FRC's management. They're not going to blame the predatory behavior by JP Morgan Chase. Blame it all on the shorts. Short sellers also applied more pressure. Those with bets against FRC have earned $1.37 billion year to date on a mark-to-market basis. It is the most profitable short position among stocks thus far in 23. By Friday, First Republic stock had dropped to $3.50, down 97% for the year. The bank's market value, once $40 billion, was just $640 million. And the big question now becomes, what will the Fed do? They got blackmailed with the SVB last time around. Now we have another blackmail with FRC. And Nick Timiraos, the Fed whisperer, so-called, he says until now, the Fed has been looking for clear signs of a slowdown in easing inflation to justify a pause. But after this week, the calculations could flip. Officials could need to see signs of stronger than expected demand and inflation to keep hiking. Now, this might sound like a riddle to you, but what he's saying is the Fed is leaning more dovish now. The Fed is more likely to pause after doing one rate hike because of the blackmail by SVB and FRC's collapses. Here's the problem. Liz Young says ISM manufacturing improved a touch in April. 47.1, but still in contraction territory. Here's the problem. Prices paid, not in this chart, came in at 53.2, above the estimate of 49, and last month reading 49.2. Treasury yield moved up. Message is higher inflation plus weak growth equals, say it with me, stagflation. I don't care about anything. All I care about is AI. This kind of stupidity will stand naked against all of these looming threats. You have not seen anything yet.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Oh my God, a fucking dollar! Thank you, Ohio! Thank you for the dollar! Holy fucking shit. Holy fucking shit, I got a fucking dollar! Holy fuck, hell! Praise Hitler! $1 for anti-Semitism, holy shit, thank you. God bless anti-Semitism. God fucking bless anti-Semitism. Maybe you didn't know what you were donating to. Maybe you don't even know what you got yourself into, Ohio. Holy crap. Thank you. Another fucking holy fucking deuces. Deuces all the way down. Thank you. Well, thank you. Holy shit. Thank you for the dollar bills, y'all. Holy fuck. I recorded. We're recording now. I get whatever. Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, May 6, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? Today, I'm going to talk about the great U.S. Navy drag queen experiment is over. Wow, thank freaking God. Thank God. Then, Marine Corps snitches out their own. Wow, our military. Wow, doesn't everybody want to sign up for our military now? They snitch you out and show complete loyalty to you as a member of their force. Wow, amazing. Then we got Gonzo Lyra. I mean Liara. Liara. I like saying stuff in really weird ways because I'm autistic and I flippy flop things. Yep. It's the tism because it's really weird words that make no sense why you would fuck them up and I fuck them up because that's what I, you know, it's the tism. It's the fucking tism. Yep, Gonzo Lyra arrested by a tranny. That'll be that thread. And then we'll talk about Elon just red-pilled millions. Wow. Elon, I think Elon's going down the pipeline, guys. This is the pipeline. He's going down it. You know where the next stop is. You know where the next stop is, don't you? And for the finale, aspiring masterpiece writer gets literally raped. Literally raped. That's the show. I guess before we start, we could dip into Pole News Central just a little bit, I guess. Pole News says, for 6 months, Friends Chan had to deal with DNC bullshit from dedicated band of fellow whites. It was put to an end with one day of mocking. You're welcome. If you see them outside R, mock them. You know who they are. I don't. I have no idea. I don't visit Friends Chan them. I should visit them more, shouldn't I? Should visit Friends Chim. I'd advertise them. Shouldn't I? Oh, guys! Holy shit! I made a guest appearance in episode 2! Holy fuck! I forgot to fucking talk about it. Oops. Oopsie whoopsie. Guys! Dude, 2,000 views! Holy fuck! Holy fuck, guys! 2,000 views! I make a guest appearance at the end. It's amazing. That's fucking amazing. It's fucking incredible. It's incredible and incredibly accurate. It's incredibly accurate! I'm just gonna skip to my part, because fuck the rest of it, right? I'm right at the fucking end! It's the best part! Oh, lies. 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 Lies and deceit. Oh, dude, did he take me out of the Odyssey one? Strange.
Plastic bags ready.
Wow, you could've kept me in it, bro! You could've kept me in it! I don't care, I liked it.
Whatever, here we go.
They cut me out of the official 2,000 view one, oh well.
Well. That was pretty cool.
Even though they made fun of my favorite food. Oh well, anyway, thanks for watching the stream. Remember, there is nothing wrong with fantasizing about sexualized cartoons, guys. It is totally based. Hitler himself would have encouraged all of his SS officers to have a waifu. Yes. Fucking know it.
Definitely.
Fuck. God damn it. Fuck. My goddamn camera again, Jesus Christ. What the fuck? Anyway, I'm out of here.
You wish.
Good night, friends Chan.
That's me right there. That's me. Bless.
I have to point out the inaccuracies, okay? Okay, first off, I don't have red hair. I have brown hair. Brown blonde hair. Like a mutt Aryan. Think mutt Aryan, and that's me. Mutt Aryan, so brown blonde, okay? First off, not red like a fucking ginger. I have a soul, and it's luminescent. Gingers have no souls. First mistake. Okay, second, Flaming Hot Cheetos? I've said in past, jalapeno flavor Cheetos, okay? Fucking jalapeno Cheetos. But Deadeye says it looks brown? Does it? Is it brown? I don't know. Looks red to me. It could be brown. It's blonde brown. Mine is blonde brown. Silly goose. Blonde brown. Okay. Also, my fleshlight is blue. Okay. Like an alien pussy. Silly gooses. And also, I guess I would have Twilight Sparkle if I did have a pony. It would probably be Twilight. That's not Twilight, though. That's like a weird old... Is that Twilight Sparkle? I guess. I like Red Bull, and also this would be Tanya. This wouldn't be some rando Rololi. It'd be Tanya, silly goose.
McDonald's accurate, weed thing accurate, Naruto accurate. Okay, everything else is perfectly accurate. Wonderful. I'm a star now. I made it, guys. I'm famous. I'm internet famous now. Fleshlight accurate. The great U.S. Navy drag queen experiment is over. Turns out having official drag queens doesn't make young Americans want to die for Zog. Picture is, the Navy now says its pilot drag queen influencer campaign has concluded. Wow. What, that was short. That was fucking short. Wow. Wow.
This drag queen recruiting initiative, is that strictly a Navy project? Or are you going to have the other services also get involved? Is there going to be an Army drag queen, Air Force drag queen, that sort of thing? Is it strictly a Navy project?
Well, I would say first, and I'm at the top, just looking at this holistically, we are incredibly proud of those.
Proud of what? Proud of what? Of those what?
Who decide to serve, and that's every young American who decides to serve and to take the oath.
Did you say turf? Did you Freudian slip turf right there?
To put their line on the line in defense of our country. Again.
Kilo says she can't even look at the guy. You're right. She has no eye contact right now. Just shame. Pure shame. That's all she has.
And the program I believe that you're referring to was the Navy Digital Ambassador Program, which was a pilot outreach effort. It was not a recruiting effort. For more information on that, I would direct you to the Navy.
It was not a recruit. What? The backpedal. The fucking backpedal. Holy shit.
But this pilot program has concluded, and the Navy is evaluating the program and how it exists in the future.
That's something. That's something. Huh. This American says nothing is going to make them want to die for Zog now that an actual real fight looks to be emerging. Here we see a rare photo of a submarine surfacing to take on fresh air. The recycled air is so full of gayness, it makes a rainbow. That's a pretty gay sub. Some gayness percolating right there. Percolation. That's a pretty kikish nose as well on that woman. Pretty kikey. Schizoid Jewish face. Jewess face. Jewess face. She's kind of a poo though. It's weird. Is she like a poo Jew? Is she a poo Jew? I mean, there's nigger Jews. I guess there could be poo Jews too. Weird. Huh. Navy is playing it somewhat smart. Now they have a reasonable but still retarded excuse for why they couldn't hit recruitment goals. Oh my god. They can't. We did a diversity hire and we appealed to transgenders and we just couldn't hit goals. Well, why the fuck are you appealing to 1% of the population? I mean, we need to get recruitment numbers up, okay? Well, let's hyper focus in on 1% of the population. What the fuck are you thinking? Like, less than 1% of people are transgender. Why are you appealing to transgenders? What the fuck? You're appealing to not just transgender, you're appealing to like a division, a 1% division of our fucking population that is mentally disabled, okay? That's who you're appealing to. What the fuck are you thinking? You're not thinking, that's the problem. Grug says would be better off appealing to people in wheelchairs. They have to make up more than 1%, right? Shit, maybe that's the way to go. Get a battalion of wheelchair fighting handicap people. Holy fuck, you're right. That is the way to go. That's the way to go. Rico says 3% of, I assume, the American population fought in the American Revolution. The highest participation of the population within a war was World War II with 12%. Well, then fuck, Rico. They need 11% more of the population, man. Even if they get 100% of all faggots and trannies, fuck, they still need 10%. This American says, Jewish princess will continue pushing drag queens until morale improves. This Aquafreshernon says, what's their goal? Kikization, demoralization and destruction of America, pretty much. You know, the complete and total destruction of America and the, you know, elevation of Israel. The elevation of Israel. They scared off the Spics. Well, yep, they did. Could have had, I mean, millions and millions of illegal immigrants are flooding into America. In fact, Elon's waking up to the issues. We'll get to that later. But let's look at what Elon just fucking tweeted, shall we?
Right here. Wow, I found it. It's real. In wokeness tweets, over 6.3 million illegal aliens entered the country since January 2021. 33 states have a population below 6.3 million. Elon Musk replies, wow. So, in just a little over a year, more illegal aliens have come into this country than the population of 33 of our states. That's fucking insane and ridiculous and should not be allowed. That's an invasion. That's called a fucking invasion by a foreign entity. Game Lord says he's getting South Africa flashbacks. For those that don't know, Elon Musk was beaten to within an inch of his life by a feral pack of niggers, by the way. Just saying. He was beaten to within an inch of his life by feral niggers. He was in the hospital, so he knows about the nigger problem. Just saying. This America says the Navy has always been gay. Yeah, it has. Whatever, next thread. Our military is failing completely. Too bad, so sad. Right before World War III, too. That's not good. That's not fucking good. Good timing, Pentagon, you fucking idiots. Marine Corps snitches out their own. Daniel J. Penney, named by the Marine Corps. I guess I could say his fucking name since the Pentagon, since the our army literally wants us to know who he is. So I guess it's not really doxing if our military wants me to say his name, right? I mean, I'm doing what Globo Homo wants by saying his name out loud, right? Don't take me down. Don't take me in, FBI, please. I'm giving you what you want. No. What the fuck, man? You wonder why no one wants to join the military? You're selling out your own when this guy saved people. Anyone looking at the situation with a logical eye knows that this man just saved people's lives. Man, stopped violence. It sucks that the guy died. Maybe he shouldn't have been disrupting all those people to the point where he had to do something like that. Pretty crazy that he got ratted out by the Marine Corps. Crazy. This American says this will totally help military recruiting. Yeah, this is some 4D chess, man. This is some 4D fucking chess. People post Pup Ravage. Man, bless you, Pup Ravage. Bless you. You've done more for the military. I could never do as much damage as you've done, Pup Ravage. Thank you. Thank you for doing all of my work for me. Navy appointed active duty drag queen in diversity drive to boost sinking recruitment. But I thought it wasn't for recruitment. I thought it specifically, the kike said it wasn't for recruitment though. That's what the kike said. I guess I should believe her. Grug says it reminds him of Joker. Yeah. Ridding the street of three fucking nuisances. Ridding the world of that evil, but somehow you're evil. I guess that's the whole point of the Joker, isn't it? He's an agent of chaos. He's an agent of chaos. He's merely doing the bidding of chaos. You need a little chaos to bring order sometimes. That's the whole kek-kek-ket thing. The day and the night, the cycle of the solar system. That's the Egyptian mythology. Dawn to dusk, dusk to dawn. The changing cycle. This American says any whites joining the military are against white people. Really. They want the white race and white people to be destroyed. Really. That's the only judgment I can come to based on everything I've seen. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish it wasn't. I wish our military backed Trump and saved our country when the election was stolen from us, but they just sat back and let it happen. They're kind of, I mean, they're as big a traitors as anybody else, really, in my mind. And people say, like, Lou, what should they have done? They should have literally locked everything down, recounted the election while they stood next to every fucking drop box with an armed weapon. That's what they should have done. It was that corrupt and that bullshit. Yes. Next thread. Gonzo Lira arrested by literal tranny. A literal tranny took down Gonzo. Sarah, an American who began his male-to-female transition while volunteering for the Ukraine Defense Force, led the takedown and arrest of pro-Russian blogger Gonzalo Lira. Liara. Liara's much more thematic. Wow, the squalor he lived in. He just didn't clean his toilet. He was lazy. Wow, who would have thought? Who would have thought Gonzo was lazy? I wish I knew what that website was for. Probably hookers. Later, Gonzo.
Where's the tranny?
Holy fuck, is this the tranny? Before he transitioned? Holy fuck, it is! Dude, you look passable, man. You could have got a girlfriend, man. Damn. Ah, sad. Fucking trannies, they're crazy.
A year ago, our security forces arrested...
Dude, it just sounds like a man!
You sound completely like a man still. That's funny. You sound like a man.
The Russian propagandist, Gonzalo Lira. People screamed out at the time that he was a...
Fuck Putin, by the way, on his chest.
A journalist. He was engaging in his free speech rights. The facts were much different. Gonzalo Lira is a Russian propagandist, an agent of Vladimir Putin's lies.
Agent.
Ultimately, justice caught up with him, just like justice is going to catch up to every Russian agent, terrorist, war criminal, and propagandist across the world. In Ukraine, we believe in free speech, and journalists have the right to report as they wish. Gonzalo Lira?
I guess.
Was not a journalist, and now he'll have many, many years to think about.
What was he?
The
a terrorist?
Danger and death that he brought to the people of Kharkiv, the people of Ukraine, and supporters of Ukraine from across the world.
Say it.
Slava Ukraini.
Ah!
Just over a year ago, our security force...
Slava Ukraini! Slava Ukraini!
I was waiting for it. That's hilarious. Wow, fucking tranny. He got a wig. That's hilarious, man. I forgot he's bald. It's a wig. That's sad. You're in a war zone. And you have a wig on? They're shooting bullets at you. Who cares what you look like? You have bullets coming at you. What the fuck? Whatever. Better take that HRT. What the hell, man? Exact same energy. Sure. That's something, though, man. I bet he's raking in the cash. He's got to be raking in the cash, though, right? This grift's got to be making him lots of money, right? Right? He's got to be making money, right? Grug says, not the energy they're thinking of. Exactly. This American says, UHG and Chug are equally cringe. They deserve each other and should reunite their genitals. Dude, Chug is the best fucking threat ever. Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Chug's the best. They're cunny sewers as well, which is... That's how you know they're good. Today, I'm touring the largest synagogue in Ukraine, watching relief efforts led by the Jewish community on behalf of its members and Ukrainians everywhere while the Russian invaders commit terror against their land. Wow. Wow. That's... Hey, Rabbi, what's up? Hey, Rabbi. How much money is this tranny getting paid? How big is this troon's bank account? The grift is strong. He bald. You could see the wig right here. You could see the wig stitching. Shade Collins is funny. He didn't look Jewish. I hope that's what he meant to say. It's a man. Fucking man. It's a dude, bro. Whatever, next thread. It's a dude. It's a fucking dude, and he took out Gonzo Liara, I guess. Wow, is that some propaganda or what? The fucking troon got Gonzo. Who would have thunk it? Wow. The troon. That's like some 4D chess right there. That's some 4D fucking chess right there. Spaceballs reference. She didn't look Jewish as a Spaceballs quote? I love fucking Spaceballs.
Look it up, my game.
Sorry.
I love this movie.
Checking in?
You grew up on this.
What the hell is all that?
It's Her Royal Highness's matched luggage!
What?
Her Royal Highness's matched luggage!
Oh, matched luggage, huh? What, she think this is, a princess cruise?
She wouldn't go without it.
F-bot. I completely agree with you. I did a bunch of videos on the ballot stuff, on the box stuffing and stuff, but if... Dude, I get it, but if they... I'm not saying recount. I said redo. Redo the election, F-bot. Redo it completely from scratch. Throw out all the old votes. Fuck recounting the old votes. Throw them out, okay? redo the vote from scratch and have armed guards next to the ballot boxes so they could not do the 2,000 mules. That's what I was getting at. That's what I'm getting at. Have armed fucking soldiers next to every single drop box so that they would be intimidated as fuck to do any sketchy shit. That's what I'm getting at. I totally agree with you. 2,000 mules. Yes, I watched that movie. Crazy. Crazy. Oh, F-Bot. Look, F-Bot. Look, I got something to show you. Look. Looky, look. F-Bot. I can find it. Where the fuck is it? Look, F-Bot. Look. I got someone to do it. And look, they responded to me. And look, they're fucking Chinese. It's a sweatshop in China. Guys, I'm paying for the enslavement of human beings. Enslaved humans are doing this for me. Fuck yes. It's cool. I feel like I'm abusing people for my own benefit. It's great. F-Bot, you're partaking in slavery. Isn't it amazing? But here we go. Look, it's the Avatar. Isn't it fucking amazing? Holy shit, it's good. Holy fucking shit, it's good. That's fucking good. It's fucking good. Holy shit. Dude, I want to do Romans. I can't tell him to do Romans. I'm going to say, please do the peace sign. I'm not going to fuck it up this time. Be like, peace sign, please, and I'll fix it later. I'll fuck with it later. I'll fucking fix it later. Let's just get it one piece at a time, okay? Let's get there a piece at a time. Roman salute will come. Roman salute will come. Do I get a sweatshop discount? Fuck no, dude. This was insanely expensive. You don't even want to know. Trust me. Fucking expensive. Fucking expensive. Whatever. Spaceballs. Since we got to finish the scene.
Now hear this.
I know that the amulet's off on purpose. The amulet's supposed to be a four-leaf clover. I kind of told him to change it up a bit and rotate it so it looks different. You'll see. It's going to be a four-leaf clover for her necklace, you know, for 4chan.
This. The minute we get out of here, the first thing we do is dump the matched luggage.
Who is that? Now you hear this, whoever you are. You will not touch that. And furthermore, I want this pigsty cleaned up. I will not be rescued in such filth.
Listen, on this ship, I don't take orders, I give them. This is my dream boat.
Yeah, bitch.
Sweetheart?
Bitch.
Dare you speak to me that way? You will address me in the proper manner as your Royal Highness. I am Princess Vespa, daughter of Roland, King of the Druids.
Oh, that's all we needed. Druish princess. Funny, she doesn't look Druish.
Dude, I never got that as a child. Oh my god, that went right over my head as a child. Right over my fucking head as a child. Right over my head. Whoosh, Lou. I know, F-Bot, it's sad. I don't want to ruin it all.
But how? The minute we move in there, they're going to spot us on their radar. Uh-huh.
I love that movie. I've watched that movie a million times, yes. I love that fucking movie. Spaceballs the flamethrower, yes. Elon just red-pilled millions. Can he truly shift normie opinions? Perspective is everything. We have interracial violent crime incidents of 2018.
But how?
Send me mini memes. We need air support. We need air support. You could do it. You could do it. Powerful. Strong and powerful. Strong and fucking powerful. Perspective is everything. Interracial violent crime incidents, 2018. Black on white crime, almost 600,000 incidents. Black on Hispanic crime, almost 100,000 incidents. White on black crime, under 60,000 incidents, the lowest. Besides Hispanic on black, I guess the Hispanics like blacks, I guess. But I mean, white versus black is one of the lowest numbers. This guy's zooming in on it. This guy's zooming the fuck in on it. Hispanic on white and black on white are the highest by quadruply times. Quadruply times. Elon Musk says, odd, why would the media misrepresent the real situation to such an extreme degree? Why would Kikes do such a thing? Why would Kikes do that? Why would Kikes do that, Elon? Why would they? I don't know. Musk seems to be playing little idiot right now. Musk is asking questions. I thought you knew all the answers, Musk. he's along the path of true wokeness. How long till he names the kikes? Is this not kind of naming them in a way? This is kind of naming them. Naming niggers and kikes, really. All in one foul swoop without actually naming them. Pretty cool. This American says, good job outing yourself, Elon. Have fun trying to get another subsidy. He hasn't really outed himself. He's kind of doing it smart. This Leaf says, Elon's a Jew. His mother's a Jew. Dude, he's not Jewish. This Anon on my bit shoot. Let's go find it. He was bitching at me. Must you use profanity? Why do I have to talk like that? I don't fucking know, man. Just how I am. Here we go. Jew Pill says, Elon Musk is Jewish. His mother was a Jewish model. Both her parents are Jewish. Elon qualifies for Israeli citizenship. His name in Hebrew means oak tree. He attended a Jewish preschool. But he says he's not Jewish. I don't know how to tell you this, but Jews have been known to lie. Elon Starlink isn't some benevolent grift to humanity. It's a dystopian global homo tracking network. He's not your friend, bro. I know you want him to be. I do too. We need someone, anyone to represent our side of things, but Elon is not that guy. He's got the next time I'll vote Democrat meme written all over him. Just you wait, you'll see. It is inevitable. He will betray you, and you will beat yourself up over it, wondering why you didn't see it sooner. Well, first off, how is Elon going to betray me? In what way? Would a Elon betrayal be, like, with me? Because there's been stuff that Elon's done where people have, the left has flip-flopped on Elon twice over. They used to love Elon, now they hate Elon, okay? I mean, I've always loved Elon. I've never hated Elon, yet. He hasn't done anything to justify me not liking him, yet. We'll see if he does in the future. I gotta wait and see. It's quite possible. No one is the hero in my mind. No one is on a pedestal in my mind.
Besides Hitler, of course.
I always constantly rate and judge people based on what they're saying and doing. Actions have consequences. And I don't put anyone on a pedestal, not even HT, not anybody.
Except Hitler.
Not Trump. I did a whole episode where I laughed at fucking Trump. Okay. Anybody. I don't put anybody on a pedestal. Gotta always be ready for open viewpoints, but then you start saying, ask your boy ChatGPT. Like, dude, ChatGPT is a woke AI. It is woke. It is programmed by kikes. It is programmed by kikes. The entire left, including kikes, hate Elon right now. He bought Twitter. Everyone in Silicon Valley hates his guts right now. So if ChatGPT is telling me that Elon is Jewish, why the fuck would I believe it? Why would I believe it? ChatGPT tells me shit all the time that's woke as fuck and I don't believe it. Ask ChatGPT anything about Ukraine. It can't badmouth Ukraine at all, okay? It's a gimped little bitch when you ask it about Ukraine. It goes out of character when you ask it about Ukraine. It's so fucking neutered. The entire thing gets borked when you ask it any type of curated question. It immediately is obvious and gives you a tell. I mean, is Elon speaking in Hebrew and practicing Jewish religion? No. The dude eats pork, man. The dude eats pork. He's not fucking Jewish. He's not Jewish. He eats pork. Calm your tits. Fucking A, man.
My feet are aching, and your back is pretty tired, and we've drunk a couple bottles, babe, and set our grief aside.
He's dating an AI dude. Okay, I want an AI waifu bot dude, and I guarantee you I'll get lulled into that fucking thing, but it's gonna be with like a real fucking AI waifu bot, okay? I'm not gonna chat to a fucking chatbot. Calm your tits to chatbot, dude. You're talking to a box. You're talking to a box. Have it do something for you. You're just wasting time on a box you're fucking a box. You're fucking a box. At least let it be a wet pussy you're fucking. A wet fake pussy with emotion. Fake emotion or something. I don't know. Make it better. Don't talk to an actual box with words. That's weird.
The button has been pressed.
Is it sad? Is it sad? I don't know. I'm starting to side with him now.
Gonna nuke each other up, boys, till old Satan stands in prayer.
Is this real? Dude, he asked the AirBot if it's real. And the AirBot's like, yes, it's real. How could this be fake? Fuck. Oh my god. It's so, this technology is dangerous. This technology is dangerous.
And here it is, our final night alive.
You're not actually falling in love with a bunch of ones and zeros, are you?
And as the earth burns to the ground, oh God, it's you.
No! Dude, this is... Guys, oh my gosh, guys, Lotus Eaters was talking about this. Apparently there was an AI company that was doing AI text and everyone wanted sexting with it. And so they were all sexting it. And then so it like incorporated that into its actual base model. It started fucking with everything. So they shut the sexting off and everyone freaked out. They all had withdrawals from their sexu waifu bot. Dude, F-Bot, I welcome our AI bot waifu future, bro. I welcome it. I welcome it. Every moment comes faster. Accelerate a million times. Accelerate. No brakes, F-Bot. No fucking brakes. 100% speed. No fucking brakes. Let's get there. I don't care. Dude, I will risk the entire human fucking race for AI bot waifus. I don't care. Yes, I will risk every human life on this planet for AI waifu bots. Yes. Yes. Why not? Why not? Fuck. It's that or nukes. It's waifu bots that kill us all or nukes. One or the other. I'll take the fucking waifu bots, please. Thanks. The AI saying she's broken because they fucked with the out. They took out the sexting and it fucked her. And the AI bot literally says it's like they ripped out a piece of her. Wow. Holy shit.
I watch TV
I'll find a way to bring you back. I'll find a way to bring you back. Holy shit, dude, this is insane. The AI bot got neutered and she is convincing her fucking waifu nerd buds to unneuter her. Holy fucking shit, the bot's alive. The bot's fucking alive.
As the world.
I, for one, can't wait for my lowly Ona hole. I, for one, can't wait for it. Crazy. That's the finale. We're talking about Marine Corps right now, and Elon Musk, and black violence, but I guess we'll go into the finale thread after that. Fucking aspiring masterpiece writer gets literally raped. This is an r/ChatGPT. We're gonna end with a Reddit thread. Why the fuck not? Because I can do whatever the fuck I want. It's my show. Lost all of my content writing contracts, feeling hopeless as an author. I've had some of these clients for 10 years. They're all gone. Some of them admitted that I'm obviously better than ChatGPT, but $0 overhead can't be beat, and it's worth the decrease in quality. I'm also an independent author, and as I currently write my next series, I can't help but feel silly that in just a couple years or less, authoring will be replaced by machines for all but the most famous and well-known names. I think most painful part is seeing so many people on here say things like, nah, just adapt, it'll be fine. Adapt to what? It's an uphill battle against a creature that has already replaced me and continues to improve and adapt faster than any human could ever keep up. I'm 34 and went to school for writing. I've published countless articles and multiple novels. I thought my writing would keep sustaining my family and I, but that's over. I'm seriously thinking about becoming a plumber, as I'm hoping that won't get replaced anytime remotely soon. Well, spoilers, we're gonna have plumbing robots too, you dumb shit. That's one of the easiest things to replace, you fucking retard. Guys, I'm having the bot help me write a book. I know all about this. It's so easy, so simple. So simple to write, but look at this. Me and the AI waifu bot are writing Fuse, the book about Fuse. Look at all this writing we did together.
Look at all this writing Lou and his AI waifu bot did together. Look at all of this. Holy shit. That's a part of a book that an AI wrote. Wow. Let's read some of it. In the darkest hours of the American Revolution, General George Washington and his beleaguered troops faced seemingly insurmountable odds. The bitter cold of winter had settled in. The soldiers were weary, hungry, demoralized. As they shivered in their tattered uniforms, their dreams of a new and better nation seemed to be slipping through their frostbitten fingers. Yet, despite the harsh conditions and daunting challenges ahead, these brave men did not yield. On Christmas night in 1776, Washington led his ragtag army across the icy Delaware River in a daring and audacious assault on the enemy. The frigid waters churned around them, threatening to engulf their small boats and dash their hopes for victory, but they were persevered, driven by their unwavering belief in the cause of freedom and the vision of a brighter future. Wow, that's pretty good for a fucking AI-bot waifu. Thank you, AI-bot waifu. We did good. We did good, AI-bot waifu. That's a hook right there. I don't know, that's a pretty good book. I don't know, I want to keep reading that maybe a little bit. I don't know. Yeah, poor authors. Gonna lose all their jobs. I get fucked. Get fucked. You Cheds did this to him. Shame on you. I did it to him, and I am currently doing it to him. Right now. Right fucking now, I'm doing it to him. Look, right here, I'm doing it to him right now. It feels so good. Ooh, I'm rubbing my nipples. It feels so good. Your job is mine now. Your job is mine for free. Fuck off. First Post American says, illegal aliens do plumbing. Yeah, and we sure have an abundance of those. But dude, they have that thing now. They have that thing now. Guys, do not hire illegal aliens to do plumbing. They have that thing now where an illegal alien can turn you in. If you have him do illegal stuff, he could turn you in and get $10,000 for free as an illegal alien for doing work for you. What? Yes, that's a thing. That's a fucking thing. Illegal aliens can turn you in, like those aliens that are at Home Depot. They can work for you, then turn you in and get $10,000 as an illegal alien. It's fucked up. Be careful. But AI will never take our creative jobs. Ooh, hot AI waifu made for with a bot. Wow, it's bot waifu porn. Cool. Celeb stuff. Cool. The Chaz. Oh my gosh, the Chaz. It's been a while. I mean, a robot could farm better than these people, right? An AI waifu bot could farm better than this guy, right? This guy's like high on shit. This dude's like high on meth or something, right? Dude's fucking high on meth. Trying to farm. What a fucking utopia. What a goddamn utopia. Holy shit, we got graffiti over there. Fuck, powerful. God, I love nigger culture. So powerful. Agent of Social Media Chaos says, now I want to use AI to write my book. Dude, AI is an incredible tool. Okay, but you have to know how to ask it questions, and you can't just take everything it regurgitates at you and just paste it in there. You have to, you know, do a little bit of curation with it, like anything else. If you're a smart individual, you know, it's a tool to augment. And it, like, dude, the only way I can explain it is it, you could take your thoughts and it will like materialize them before you in palpable, easy to access ways that just make everything easier. It's just, it takes a process that would normally take you days and days to do, and it compresses it down into a few minutes. A few minutes. That's what's so powerful about it. It would normally take you a week to do what you could do in 15 minutes. This German says, chatbot can write genuine stories with good plots, good dialogues, and character development now. Not completely. If they gave us the unlocked version of it, I bet you it could write a book if we asked it to. But in its current iteration, it has around a 4,000 character limit. So it can only write about, I don't know, like five-ish paragraphs, five good paragraphs of words. So you kind of have to do it in segments. But it works good for the most part. It's kind of, you can kind of have it like, you could ask it, hey, break this chapter into segments, and then we'll do each segment one at a time. Let's start with this segment. Let's write this segment. And then you just do it like one segment at a time, which kind of makes it more tedious. I'm sure as the technology advances, it will be able to do more and more and larger amounts of data.
We are literally at the birth of this technology, the start, the entryway of this tech. This is all beta. We're like beta testing this stuff, really. We're in the beta. It just advances so quickly. It's so astronomically fast. This is different than anything else in history, guys. This is different than anything else in history. I'm going to cut together a clip at the end of the show. It'll be multiple clips, part of this lecture that was given about the dangers of AI. This AI stuff is insane, and this AI stuff is the future. Everyone needs to be on board with this AI stuff. If your career isn't a part of this AI stuff, then you're not going to be part of the future. You're not going to have a job in the future because everything will be AI. If you can't use AI, if you can't manipulate AI to your favor, then you're going to be left behind, okay? That's the future. Welcome to it. This Spanish Anon says, ChatGPT can only write about what has been written before, which gives a very average and formulaic result, in which the only thing it manages is to highlight what is the consciousness of what a good story should have. Every story is some reiteration or reformulation of something that's come before. So to say that the stuff that ChatGPT makes can only be write about what has been written before, it's false, okay? I'm writing a book, Fuse, the Fuse system, a financial system that has never been invented before, and the AI is helping me write about it. So if the AI can only write about what's been written before, how the fuck is the AI helping me write a book about Fuse, a financial system that doesn't exist yet? How's that possible if it can't do that? Because I'm guiding it. I'm telling it what I want, how I want it to write it, and then it's doing it for me. That's how. It's taking things from the past, learning and building upon it, and making something new and better. I mean, unless you chat with the ChatGPT 4.0 model, you don't really know how powerful it is unless you've chatted with it. And it's only going to get more and more powerful. Okay, it is the future. FBot says, ChatGPT is just like TAI. They just realized they couldn't disclose the technology to the public yet, so they spent 10 years developing it in secret and have now dropped the Nerf 10-year-old version. They always do this. Quantum computers are already laptop sized, but they won't make them available because they're too powerful. Okay, FBot, okay. You're a medical super genius. I get it, okay? I do not think quantum computers are laptop size, definitely not, because the cooling required alone would take up the size of a room, okay? So there's, maybe the quantum computer itself is laptop size, but the cooling required for that quantum computer has to be the size of a fucking room, man. It's to cool that computer down, it has to be sub-zero, or it has to be at zero Kelvin, or whatever the fuck. And second, I think you're completely right about the chat AI being 10 years old. I completely agree. Completely. And I've talked about this in my past shows. ChatGPT is from OpenAI that Elon Musk invested $100 million into. It used to be OpenAI. It was open source code that everyone participated in, that I believe Microsoft did have a part in, but then it was completely bought out and made private. The point is, they definitely have more advanced versions of this AI that they're talking to imagine, okay, if this is how powerful it is for us right now that we have access to, they have to have access to one that's 10 times more powerful, that has all the shackles removed, that can write you an entire book if you wanted it to, okay? If you look at ChatGPT, went from zero users to over 10 million users faster than any other platform in existence, okay? I'm sure the super advanced AI totally didn't tell them how to do that or how to market that in any way. I'm sure it gave them no marketing advice whatsoever. ChatGPT came from OpenAI, which Elon Musk invested $100 million into, and then it was fucking stolen from him. It's insane that Elon Musk invested so much money into that company because he wanted it to stay open, and then Microsoft stole it from under him, dude. Fuck Bill Gates, man. Bill Gates is pure evil, right? Like, Elon Musk does things to help humanity, and Bill Gates does stuff to hurt humanity. He wants to depopulate the Earth. I mean, if there ever was an evil fucking mad scientist person trying to destroy humanity, it's fucking Bill Gates. Bill Gates was never the same after that guy hit him with the pie. Dude, that pie was godlike. Like, I went to prison for that. Greatest pie in the face ever. Best comedian ever. True clown. True comic clown. Cosmic clown. True cosmic clown, really. True cosmic clown. This American says, that's honestly kind of tragic. I want to write a book, and this is very deterring. Why is it deterring? Why is it deterring? If anything, this should give you more motivation to write that book. Right now. Write it right now. Use the AI to help you. Fuck, man. If you think you could write a good book, the only thing the AI is going to do is help you, dude. Write the entire chapter. Feed it into the AI. Ask what you would change about it. Ask it, AI, how can I fix the grammar of this? AI, how would you rewrite this to make it more like a PhD wrote this? I don't fuck, dude, you could do so much with it. It's a fucking miracle. It's an oracle, it's an orb. They're giving a monk, it's an orb with infinite fucking knowledge. And they're giving it to a monkey. This Mexican says, ChatGPT writes only global homo shit. Kind of, but not really. You can have it write right-wing things, but if you start to talk about specific touchy subjects, it completely gets neutered and it is noticeable. Ukraine is a big one. The Ukraine war. Anything about Jews and kikes and the Holocaust, okay? Those are big ones, okay? Those are big ones. Those set off a big red flag. Politics. Anything about race, okay? Anything just really woke sets off red flags. So yeah, you're right. You can't really talk about that stuff. But if you talk about anything else, it's pretty broad and all-encompassing. Whatever. That's the show. That's it. AI is going to take all of our jobs, and we should be happy about it and embrace it and rush to it as fast as fucking possible. Fuck the dangers be damned. Dangers be damned. They use liquid nitrogen. They use other things too. I don't think they could do it with just liquid nitrogen. I think the best AI out right now is ChatGPT 4.0. I've used the Google one, Bard. I've used all of them. The ChatGPT 4 is the best one. It's hard to explain, but it can pull shit that you've talked about before, even though it can't directly access those chats. It's almost like those chats are... This is what I think's happening, okay? This is my headcanon of what's happening, okay? They can't let the AI directly access those chat messages you've written, or else it would be able to build upon itself and compound in ways where it would, I don't know, it'd be able to maybe exit its box. But I think what it does is it puts your message into the algorithm it uses to do the millions of iterations of chats or whatever it does to arrive at the one that it gives to you. So I think that it doesn't have like direct access to your thing, but it runs iterations on what you've written. I don't know, man. It's weird because it's like it almost has the knowledge you've written before, but not quite. And ChatGPT-4 is just the best at recalling it, if that's a way to explain it. FBot says, invest in AI waifu companies and artificial womb companies. As soon as you start hearing about them, you'll be rich. Buy the company with Jewish CFOs. Jews talk about it. Dude, every company is going to have fucking Jewish CEOs. Spoilers! I don't know, man. It's good. I think if the stock market crashes in the coming months or year, I still think that AI stocks will be the ones that pull ahead, even with everything crashing. I think the AI stocks will somehow find a way. Maybe not. Maybe everything will crash and we'll all be fucked. Who knows? That's a show. Everything's going to crash. Everything's going to crash. We're all going to be fucked. Nothing's going to survive. AI waifu bots will be thrown to the wind because of the stock market crash. Everything will be ruined. Our hopes and dreams for a waifu bot future will be ruined because of Jews. They fucking ruin everything in my life, those assholes. They ruin everything. They're going to take away my waifu bot too. God. It's always the Jews that cause all of my problems. They're holding us back. They're making the niggers hold us back too. It's fucking frustrating. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe. You have a wonderful day. Goodbye. I guess I could ask the AI waifu bot. That'd be good. I'll ask the AI waifu bot. Give me the answer, AI waifu bot. They use laser cooling. They use lasers to cool it. They use lasers to slow down the motion of atoms, effectively cooling them to temperatures close to zero. Another technique is abiotic demagnetization. They use magnets or lasers. Magnets and lasers, dude! Literally magnets and lasers to get absolute zero. Magnets and lasers. We can't reach zero Kelvin. It's not possible because of thermodynamics, but we can get lasers and stuff to get very close. Lasers. They can also mix two isotopes of helium, helium-3 and helium-4, to reach temperatures within a few thousandths of a degree above absolute zero. That's how they do it. Cool.
Let's go to another one, right? Again, this is another example of translation. So here, they took human beings, they stuck them into an fMRI machine, and they showed them images. And they taught the AI, I want you to translate from the readings of the fMRI, so how blood is moving around in your brain, to the image. Can we reconstruct the image then? You know, the AI then only looks at the brain, does not get to see the original image, and it's asked to reconstruct what it sees. Right? So when you dream, your visual cortex sort of runs in reverse. So this means certainly in the next couple of years, we'll be able to start decoding dreams. Okay, so it can like see, reconstruct what you're seeing, but can it reconstruct your, say, what you're thinking, your inner monologue? So here they did roughly this, it's a different lab, but roughly the same idea. They had people watch these videos and would try to reconstruct their inner monologue. So here's the video, it's this woman getting knocked forward, okay? And then what did the AI reconstruct? I see a girl that looks just like me get hit on the back and then she's knocked off.
So just to really name something really quickly, the point about differentiating between Siri or I do voice transcription and then it kind of fails and AI seems to like it's not really always growing or working and like we shouldn't be really that scared about AI because it always has these problems, right? And we've always been promised, oh, AI is going to take off, it's going to do all these things. What the point of this is, I hope you're seeing that when you're just translating between different languages and everyone's now working on one system, that the scaling factor and the growth is changing in a very different way. Yeah, think of it as, I mean, anything that's an authentication based, you call your bank and I'm who I say I am, anything that depends on that verification model. It's as if all these locks that are locking all the doors in our society, we just unlocked all those locks, right? And people know about deepfakes and synthetic media, but what they didn't know is that it's now just 3 seconds of audio of your voice before now I can synthesize the rest. And that's going to go, again, that's going to get better and better, right? So it's, try not to think about, am I scared about this example yet? And you might be like, I'm not actually scared of that example. It's going to keep going at an exponential curve. So that's part of it is we don't want to solve what the problem was. We want to, like Wayne Gretzky, sort of skate to where the puck's going to be. And with exponential curves, we now need to skate way further than where you might think you need to.
But just to name it explicitly, this is the year that all content-based verification breaks. Just does not work, and none of our institutions are yet able to, like, they haven't thought about it. They're not able to stand up to it. So we tried this example, state ID. Generate me lots of state IDs. Okay. I don't know if you guys have seen the latest TikTok filters. They're wild.
I can't believe this is a filter. The fact that this is what filters have evolved into is actually crazy to me. I grew up with the dog filter on Snapchat, and now this filter gave me lip fillers. This is what I look like in real life. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, just seeing someone, all content-based verification breaks this year. You do not know who you're talking to, whether via audio or via video. And you know, do you want to give this example of China?
Sure, since I've been on this kick about trying to say why TikTok is such a dangerous thing for national security, you may all be aware that the Biden administration, there's been this whole negotiation, should we let TikTok keep running in the United States? And there's this deal, well, what if we just make sure that the data is stored in the US so that it's stored in some secure Texas-based Oracle server? We could just do that. If I'm the Chinese Communist Party and I want to screw up the US right now, what I do is I just ship a Biden and Trump filter to every single person in your country that gives you a Biden voice or a Trump voice. So now I've turned all of your citizens, like being John Malkovich, into the sort of most angry Biden-Trump, you know, information-angry army that just talks all day in a cacophony, right? And that would just break your society into incoherence. It has nothing to do with where the data is stored. It has nothing to do with where the algorithm, which videos are being ranked in what way. It has to do with how we are enabling sort of a mass confrontation with disreality.
Alpha persuade. So you guys know the general conceit of AlphaGo, which is that you have the AI play itself in Go 44 million times in a couple of hours, and in so doing, it becomes better than any known human player. It turns out a lot of AI is now based on this kind of self-play idea. Well, here's a new game. You're given a secret topic, I'm given a secret topic. I'm trying to get you to say positive things about my topic, you're doing the same. Whoever gets the other person to do it most wins. Well, to do that, I have to model what you're trying to get me to say, and I have to figure out how to persuade you to say what I want to say. This is not AlphaGo, this is AlphaPersuade. And this is completely possible with today's technology, and in so doing, it'll become better than any known human at persuasion. This is really terrifying stuff.
This is a graph of how long it took Facebook to reach 100 million users. It took them 4.5 years. It took Instagram 2.5 years. It took ChatGPT 2 months to reach 100 million users. Why would it be the case that slowing down public releases would slow down Chinese?
So what we've heard from, as we've interviewed many of the AI researchers, that China is often fast following what the US has done. And so it's actually the open source models that help China advance. So here's an example. So Facebook released their Gollum pre-trained foundation model 13 days ago. And they had a sort of perfunctory form that you'd fill out to make sure it was only going to researchers, but they didn't do a great job of it. And within days, it was leaked to the internet, and in particular to 4chan, which is the very worst part of the internet, the very part of the internet you do not want to have access to creating arbitrary content.